So I think it's really helpful to spend some time thinking about this. It might not be so pleasant, but it is very sobering, and it can really add a big impetus to our practice to get us to think again about where we're going in our life and what the purpose and function of our life is. And it can be a very strong motivator to break some of our bad habits. And it can, by thinking about this too, it can also help us generate compassion for all the other living beings who are experiencing this or who are creating the cause to experience. Because sometimes we get into situations and we see people doing horrendous, harmful actions, and we get angry at them. Yeah? Why? We get angry at Adolf Hitler for killing so many people. If we understand karma, and we look at Adolf Hitler's life and the karma he was creating and the suffering that results from that, then of course we can't condone what he's doing, but we can get a sense of compassion for somebody who's so confused that they create suffering for themselves and others thinking that they're doing something good. Okay, so if we understand these kinds of things, it also helps us prevent getting angry at people who act negatively, because we really understand how they're creating their own suffering. And by having some compassionate feeling for them, then maybe we, care, we can intervene a little bit and try and help them to stop. Okay. So very valuable to think about this kind of thing. Not just once, but repeatedly, of course. And, you can really use this a lot as you're going through the day. I mean, I do it when I take walks along Green Lake, and I run into all these geese and the ducks. Yeah? And I sit there and I look at them and I think, what would it be like to be born like that? Yeah? I mean, what can you do with your mind? And, you really think of the suffering kind of condition. Of course they get all sorts of delicious bread to eat, but to me it's really terrifying to think of my mind being so obscured that not able to think. Being so dulled over like that. To me that's a very frightening thing. And so, by remembering that, then it gives some energy to really use the human mind while we have it now, to use it for something constructive instead of, watching TV. So, when you run into animals, instead of, going coochie coochie coo, aren't you sweet? Really try and put yourself in the animal's paws, so to speak, and think of what it would be like to have that rebirth. And so again, that helps us generate compassion for that being, and it helps us really appreciate our present potential and possibility. So, from thinking about the sufferings of the lower realms, we do get quite an uncomfortable feeling, okay? Often a feeling comes inside of us of when we start to really look at the karma we've created our whole life and we start to think of the consequences of it, we get a very uncomfortable feeling and we want to do something about it. We want a method to follow so that we can purify and so that we can stop creating that karma. We want some guidance and practice. And so that's why the meditation on refuge comes next. Because when we begin to see that we aren't, we aren't in a nice, stable, secure position, that we could die at any time and that we do have negative imprints on our life, then we really start to seek refuge and we really begin to search out those who can guide us. And so we start thinking about, why Buddha, Dharma, Sangha are reliable refuges and how they can guide us and how we can follow them. So, it's not, we shouldn't think like we just think about the sufferings of the lower realm and then we sit there with this horrible feeling in the pit of our stomach. But then we use that to then take refuge and then turn with really a mind of confidence in the ability of the Triple Gem to guide us, turn to them. So that makes our practice quite strong at that point. And it really cuts away a lot of the pride. Pride's a big hindrance on the path. Okay, so we'll start getting into the whole subject of refuge next time. Which is quite an interesting subject, quite a long one. Discussing why take refuge and how to relate to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and the advantages of taking refuge, and what are the qualities of the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, so we really start to understand what they are and how we can relate to them. Anything else? Yeah. So could our dreams be actually in fact like a memory of previous lives, hell realms? I've often thought that. I really think that could very well happen. And I think especially, you know, some kids from the time they're very young have a lot of nightmares. And I often wonder if maybe, you know, they have just been born out of a hell realm. They've just finished that karma, but kind of there is some residual energy left that causes the nightmare. Yeah, it's very possible. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It was a very strong karmic cause, huh? Also, you know, in terms of this, because there's several people here who were at the Nune practice, if you remember in the prayer of the benefits for Nune, it was talking about if somebody experiences hunger or thirst or tired, being tired it purifies the cause to be reborn in the hell realms, and if it's if you experience hot or cold or fatigue, it's hell realm karma, and hunger and thirst is the hungry ghost karma, and then if the mind is really bewildered and, you know, difficult to concentrate during Nune, then that's animal karma. And so you can again see the relationship between the kind of rebirth and the present mental state. And you can begin to understand also how purification practice works. Because sometimes when you do a heavy purification practice like this, some karma that would have manifested, you know, in the environment and in our body for a long, long period of time, due to the power of the practice and our sincere motivation, manifest in a similar kind of mental state or physical experience, but it lasts a few hours or one day. So you can really see the benefit of doing intense practices like Nune, because, you know, even though one may experience some hunger or thirst, or it's difficult to concentrate, or and no one gets very tired, it's really the burning up of so much karma. And so it's also very helpful to think, actually, whenever we experience any kind of difficulty, now, instead of getting stuck in whatever our difficulty is, you know, poor me, why is this happening? To think this is a result of my negative karma, and, you know, by the power of my practice and my thinking like this, this could be the ripening of karma that if it hadn't ripened like this, it would have ripened in, you know, 50 million eons in the hell realm. So it's very good that it's coming out now. And if we think like that, then it really helps us get through painful situations. So let's sit and contemplate for a few minutes. And I think the people who did Nune really have big cause to rejoice. especially when you think of this, you think of what you did for yourself. So just try and think of what you heard, draw some conclusions, think about the main points, so that you have something to take away with you, and you, something that you can use it in your daily life. So meditate for about 5 minutes.